We still have few minutes, so we'll start in couple of minutes, 1 minute more. Okay, so let's talk about little bit about assignment 3. So for the data requirements given here, you are supposed to make the conceptual model, ER model, and we will prefer if it is not handwritten. So you must use some tool to create it, and it should be in UML notation. You may use Microsoft Visio, which is available on NTNU program form. So maybe you have to search after entering in SIA, because for us it's different. We are anyway entering, logging on, so we can search from here. But maybe you can search from there. I am not sure how it works with student account, but it is available to all the students. So you can use Microsoft Visio, or you can use any other online tool. But you have to make sure that it is using the same notations which we are using in our lectures. So you have to use the UML class diagram. Because in UML there are many, many different diagrams. So to create yours, you need to use UML class diagram. And usually when we make the UML class diagram, we have the class name here. We have data members, like whatever data we are storing, like employee, SSN, name, etc., etc. And then we have operations here. You don't need to fill this part, because we are not talking about the operations. So just keep it blank. Here we are just making the ER conceptual, which is just based on the data part. So you will just write the entity name here, which entity it is, and what are its attributes in the second part. You don't need to fill the operation part. Keep it blank. You don't need to do it. Right? So this will be just like our entities, which we have used the notations in the lectures. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't get your question. I'm not sure. Okay, so you can choose that, but I chose the class diagram because it was... Anyway, as long as the notations are same, you can use the data diagram, which he's suggesting, or class diagram. You will not find... something like this, the notations which we are using for the relationship. So it's just like a straight line between two entities, and you can obviously put this. It's not difficult, but you will not find this notation. This is something specific to our book notation, which may not be available on many of the tools which are online, or as well as in Visio. It is not available. So if it is not available, it is fine. But instead of that, you have the directions like this. So there will be little bit changes in the book notation and the notations the different tools are using. But make sure that your cardinality and participation notations are same. Right? I don't think anything else is required. Yeah. There is one more thing in the assignment. There is a part, another part. This is kind of a, we are validating whether our, after you make your conceptual model, reading the data requirements, you need to make sure whether we'll be able to answer these questions, just to see whether our conceptual model is complete or not. So you need to answer those questions, because maybe to answer many of these questions, you need to follow the relationships and go to different entities, etc. So you need to answer in that way. And there is a possibility that some questions cannot be answered. That means you need to provide the suggestions, what else need to be included in the conceptual model. There is a possibility, that means it's 100% sure that there is at least one question which you cannot answer. And you need to give the suggestion, what else should be included in the conceptual model. Right? So, any other questions regarding the assignment? Plus, we will work during the lab hours, so I'm sure there won't be much problem. It's easier, it's not very difficult. Okay, so let's practice how to create ER model from data requirement. And this is a practice kind of thing. So we read this. You are going to help me to identify the entities, the relationships, and the cardinality, etc. As I said before, sometimes the data requirements do not provide all the information. We need to assume many of the things. And in assignment also, if you are assuming something, it's better if you write your assumptions. That what you have assumed to complete this. Because in the real world also, when you talk to your customer, you may not get all the information. You need to fill in the gaps yourself. Okay, so let's start it. We already started on Friday on this problem. So can you identify some of the entities? So we have professors. Actually, this is very well written data requirements. Usually it is not like that. So we have professor. What are the attributes? We have social security number. So this will be our primary key. We have name. You may have it as a composite attribute. And then we have age, rank, and specialization. Then we have projects. And with project, we have project number, sponsor name, starting date, end date, and budget. So we have project number, sponsor name, start date, and then we have graduate students. name, age and degree program they are registered. So we have name, which is most probably a composite attribute. And finally, come to the 4 point, what does it mean? I need more space here, so I'm just... Please figure out the 4th point. What does it mean? Okay. Each project is managed by one professor known as project's principal investigator. How we are going to represent this? So project has, a relationship from professor to project, and the name is principal investigator. So professors are principal investigator in projects. Okay, so a project has one principal investigator. Still, we haven't figured out everything. Okay. Then the 5th point, each project is worked on by one or more professors known as project's co-investigators. So far we talked about the principal investigator, the main person. And then we have many co-investigators. So there are more than one co-investigators. It's similar to employee and department we discussed so far. One is chairing, and all of them are working. Can you relate with that? Okay, so it is actually another relationship. Something like works on or co-investigator, and every project has many. So a project has many co-investigators. So this we have filled it. Let's come to the next point. Professors can manage or work on multiple projects. So a professor can manage many projects, and a professor can also work on multiple projects. How we are going to represent it? Relationship is already there, but what else it is giving? A professor can manage multiple projects. A professor can work on multiple projects. So we just filled the cardinality with the help of data requirement. But still the participation constraint is not filled. So that we will figure out a little bit later. Let's see what else is given here. So we know that it's one to many, the first one. And the second relationship is many to many. We saw last time the different kind of relationship. So this is one to many, this is many to many. But still the participation, the total and partial part, is not yet filled here. Because that will be on the left hand side here with the two dots, separated by two dots. So we will come to that little bit later. Then the next point, each project is worked on by one or more graduate students. So it shows that there is some relationship between the project and the graduate students also. So in each project there are, what it is saying, one or more graduate students. And similarly here it was one or more. Departments have a department number, a department name and a main office. So it is actually whenever they are saying something like attribute thing, it's a sign that it is an entity type. So we have an entity type like departments. And it has department number, a name, and what else? Main office. So all of them are actually strong entities because all of them have primary key. There is no weak entity here. Now let's see the next point. Departments have a professor who runs the department. So this is kind of chairman or the head of the department. Yes. A project. Okay. Yeah. They work on a project, has many grad students working on it. Yeah. All right, so we were here, departments have a professor who runs the department. Again, there is a relationship. So department has head who is a professor. And then come to the next point, the third last point. Professors work in one or more departments. And for each department that they work in, a time percentage is associated with their job. So these professors works for these departments, and for every department, because everyone can work on one or many, and because we are working for many departments, so we need to also store how much time we worked per week, for example, on any in under different departments. So how we are going to store that, how much time, the percentage work, like 20% here, 40% here, or 80-20, something like that we need to store. So how we are going to store it? Can we put the percentage work here? Or can we put the percentage work here? Or is it something else? If we put percentage work here, that means for every professor the value will be fixed. That means if we write 20%, I'm coming back to you in a moment. If we are writing 20%, that means the professor is working on under every department only 20%. So we cannot change that value for every department. If we put that percentage here, every department has a fixed value for that. And if we write, suppose, 50% for a department A, for example, that means every professor working under that department can only work 50%, which is also not the case. We don't want to specify that. So we want a flexible value. Whenever a professor is working under a particular department, we need to put a different value. So how we can represent it? Yes. We have a relationship attribute here, so we are going to put it here, and how do we represent it? So we have a time percent here, and then graduate students have one major department in which they are working on their degree. So a graduate department has a major department in which they are majoring. So there is a relationship here also. One major department. Each graduate student has another more senior graduate student who advises him or her on what courses to take. So it seems that graduate students has advisor who themselves are graduate students. So how we are going to represent this? So that means there is some relationship here. The graduate students should have advisors who themselves are graduate students. So what kind of relationship it will be? It will be a recursive relationship. So they have graduate students has advisor who themselves are graduate students. Just like a supervision relationship we saw before, employee has supervisors who themselves are employees. Remember this? We talked about it. It is the same thing here. The advisors are graduate students themselves. Now this much is given in here, but there are many more things we need to fill. For example, what will be the participation here? So let's talk about works on. Every project has some employees working for it, so here it is one. Every professor is working on a project? Does every project works on a project? Does every professor works on a project? We need to find the partial or total participation of this. So here something is already given. That means this one specifies that every project at least have some employees working for it. So if this is a set of projects, then every project is participating in this relationship, and that's why that is one. If every project doesn't have employee, then it will have partial participation, and in that case this will be zero. But this is not the case right now. Every project should have professors working for it. That means it is total participation from project side. So the total participation of project comes on the other side as one here. Now we need to fill what is here, one or zero. That means we need to find whether the participation of professors in this relationship is total or partial. So does every professors work on project, or can you find some professors who do not work on projects? Does every professor work on projects? Yes or no? No, that means there are some professors who are not working on projects. It means not all the professors existing here is participating in this relationship. That means, again, in other words, professors have partial participation. So it will be 0. Okay, let's figure out about the principal investigator. Every professor is a principal investigator? No. So it will be 0 here. Every project has a principal investigator? Yes, so this will be. Other way to read this is, a professor can be principal investigator of 0 project if that professor is not a principal investigator, or a professor may be principal investigator of multiple project. So a professor can be principal investigator of minimum 0 or maximum many projects. A project may have minimum 1 and maximum 1 principal investigator. So this is another way of reading this. This is, a professor works on 0 or many projects, minimum 0 or maximum many projects. A project has minimum 1 and maximum many professors working under it. So this is another way of reading it. We already have here, what about here? Please try to think what can be there. A project has minimum 1 and maximum many graduate students working for it. A graduate student can work on minimum how many and maximum how many projects? All graduate students are working for projects? Is it compulsory, mandatory? No, only some of them. So in that case, it has the partial participation. Not every grad student is part of some research project. So only some of them are part. So that is not mandatory, that is partial participation. But maybe a graduate student is so smart, so maybe involved in multiple project. So it is this way. We have filled here, a graduate student has minimum 1 and maximum 1 major department. A department can be a major department of minimum how many and maximum how many students? Minimum should be 0 or 1. Maximum can be many. So many here is okay, because a department may have many students majoring under it. But what about here? Every department should have at least one student. Every department is a major department? No. In that case, there can be some departments which is kind of supporting department, but they don't have a degree program of their own. Okay. Figure out here, the head will be similar to principal investigator. A department has minimum 1 and maximum 1 head. A professor can be head of, is there something given? Nothing is given, so we need to fill out that detail. A professor can head, not all professors are head, so obviously it will start with 0. Only some of them are heads. But what will be here? In general, what do you think? A professor can head many departments or usually one? Usually one, so it will be like this. Again, this is easier, just like works on relationship. A professor can work for minimum 1, maximum many department. A department has minimum 1 professor and maximum many professors working for it. Now the only thing remaining is, has advisor. A graduate student has minimum how many and maximum how many advisors? Minimum 1, maximum one advisor. A advisor student will be advising minimum how many and maximum how many students? Minimum may be zero and maximum may be many. So this is the solution of this particular problem. Read this one. Little bit different from the previous one. We will have a weak entity also here. Yeah. Suppose if there are 30 junior, 30 senior, and if one senior can advise many people, then there is a possibility that there is some senior who are not advising any. More flexible. Otherwise, we will have that every junior should, that is we are putting, but every senior student should be advising someone. If we are putting, assuming like that, then it will have 1-to-1. But that again, considering if the number of students in both the groups are same. So, if it is not same, it can be 1-to-many also. Yeah. Every student should advise. Again, as I said before, yeah, you were saying something? Okay. Alright, so for you, that can be correct. You just need to write your assumptions. There is no one standard solution, like I said before. Okay, please read the next one. I'll post these solutions on the blackboard if you want to revisit and if you are not taking the notes. If you can figure out these, you can figure out the assignment 3. They are just little bit smaller than assignment 3. Once you finish reading, let me know so that we can start making it. We won't be able to finish it, I think, but at least we can have the partial solution. Try to pick the entities first and then we will go to relationship types, and we can fill in the details later on. And whenever you are picking the entities, just make sure if there is a primary key or not. Otherwise, you need to find the partial primary key, and it is a weak entity. Shall we start? Have you read it? Okay. So, is there any information important for us in the first paragraph? The first paragraph? It's just some background information. It's not useful for us. Let's go to the second paragraph, where actually the information needed for conceptual modeling has started. So the database includes the following information about each of the customer, again a sign of entity type, because it is describing the customers, so most probably they are the attributes of that entity type. Customer identification number, name, address, telephone and email address. So we have customers. And we have customer identification number, so obviously this will be primary key. And we have name, again composite most probably. And we have address, again depends on the requirement whether you are keeping them in one attribute and you or you would like it to be a composite attribute divided into part like building, street, city, zip code, etc. Or you want to keep them combined and put it in the address. So again it depends on you or the requirements of the area. So we have address, most probably it will be street, number, city, code, etc., etc. What else is there? Telephone number. Can it be simple attribute or is it a possibility that it's not? And then we have email. Are they simple single valued or is there a possibility that many of these attributes are multi-valued? Okay, so there it can be multi-valued with possible two values. Okay, so possibly three values. What about the emails? Primary, secondary, or one is sufficient? There is a possibility that email can be two also, one primary and one secondary, or it can be single valued also. Alright, the database records the following information about each pet that visited the hospital. Pet name, type and birth date. So obviously, pet is also an entity. What type of entity? We don't know yet. So we have pet name, date of birth and the type. What can be the primary key here? Pet name, can it be primary key? Two pets belonging to different owners may have the same name. Usually pets belonging to the same owner have different names, but pets belonging to different people may have the same name. So pet name cannot make the key. What about date of birth? Again, no. The type? Again, no. Is combination of any of these attributes can make the key? Pet name plus date of birth? Again, no. There is a possibility two pair pets with the same name with the same birth date. Yeah. Yeah, but we are not talking in terms of foreign key right now. Yeah, but there is a relationship. So that means it's a weak entity type. It doesn't have sufficient attributes to make up the primary key. So if it is a weak entity type, we need to figure out the partial primary key. What can be the partial primary key? That means for one owner, the value of this attribute should be unique. For one owner or customer, all his or her pet names will be unique, or the date of birth will be unique, or the type will be unique. Most likely will be pet name. Usually we don't have two pets with the same name. Yeah. Yeah, so isn't only, again, the pet name only can make the partial? Why we need to combine with date of birth? Right? So most probably the pet name is the partial primary key. Now, it is a weak entity. That means we need to find the owner entity type for it. It cannot exist without the owner entity type. So what can be the owner entity type? Obviously, these pets belongs to these customers. So we need to have this, and this is a special relationship identifying. So pets can only exist with customers. A pet cannot exist without a customer. And that's why it is a weak entity with partial primary key with this identifying relationship. Right? Okay, then it is saying something about the visit. For each pet, a history of the visit to the doctor is kept. For each visit, the date, type of service offered, additional comments and payment. We'll come to this line a little bit later. Just read the third paragraph. So we have doctors working in the hospital. So we have a doctor entity type. And with doctors, we are keeping information like the identification number of the doctor. Name, address, gender, area of specialization and degrees earned. I don't have space, but name most probably is a composite attribute. You need to divide it into three parts. Address, the same. Gender. Area of specialization. And finally, the degrees earned. It's getting messy here. And most probably degrees earned will be multi-valued. 3-4 degrees. I'm not sure how many doctors have. Minimum 3. It can be more than 3. All right. Now come back to the last two lines of the second paragraph. Then now it will make more sense. For each pet, a history of the visit to the doctor is kept. What does it mean? Relation between. So these pets, visit the doctor. See here, this is a normal relationship. So a weak entity can have many relationships, and one of them has to be identifying relationship. Because for a weak entity, this will specify that although this is a weak entity with two relationship, but the owner entity type is not doctor. Owner entity type is customer. So, pets can exist without doctor, but pets cannot exist without customers. Yeah. That you can do. There is a possibility for that. I think our time is finishing, so we will finish this question on... Yeah, I want to again ask, you people are not involved with that Idea Lab 24 hours competition? No. So we will have class tomorrow. These are the data requirements. You can rename it and put it as owner. They are customers of the hospital. They might be paying in the hospital. That's why.